Kathy Agard on the fiddle, folks.
Yeah.
That's Karen K.B. Brooks on recorder, penny whistle, and whatnot.
I'm Bill Dudley on guitar.
Thank you very much. We're the Wind That Shakes the Barley. Do we want to do another one for them?
No, can we give them another bow?
Oh, let's have another bow for the step dancers, by all means.
Sand Keith and Bess Tannenbaum are part of Peter's apprentice program. That lovely young lady is the apprentice to Sandy. They're from Dunedin, Florida, and he's been working with her for 6 months, and this is the result. Let's give them a great big hand. Thank you so much. It was beautiful. Now, I wonder if Mr. Firestone is in the audience, or Nay Landrum in the audience. They're supposed to be here today. We are in their department in Tallahassee. They're kind of our bosses, although we sort of do as we please, you know that. I do want to thank the park and the park all the officials who worked so hard to help us coordinate the festival, and they just make everything so easy and for us that we especially want to thank them. Now, are you having a good time? Well, that's great. Did you have some vittles for lunch? I know you did. We did too. To open our afternoon program is a group that's been to the festival many times from Florida State University, Tallahassee, Drava. Let's welcome Drava International Dancers to the stage.
Good afternoon. Our first performance this afternoon is going to be Hispanic dances. The first dance we're going to do is a Mexican dance called Caballito Blanco. The music is from Portugal, but it's a Mexican dance.
How about another hand for the international dancers? Be sure that you take home with you a 1987 official Florida Folk Festival t-shirt, which you can pick up right over there. It has a picture of an Apalachicola oyster skiff on the front of it to help honor the Maritime Folklife area this year. They're available right over there at the program booth. And there are also tapes and records available by many of the performers that you hear on this stage, a marble stage at the Azalea Gardens down at the Songwriters Gazebo. As far as the Songwriters Gazebo goes, I don't know if many of you are aware that this is going on today, till whenever. It started at 12 o'clock and will continue until everybody gets tired. And also tomorrow, starting at 12 o'clock. The gazebo is down right on the banks of the river. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. And you will hear Florida songwriters singing their songs and talking a little bit about how they wrote the songs, their inspirations, etc. So do try to make it over there. It's very informal. It's first come, first serve basis, and it's a lot of fun to spend some time over there, so you might want to do that too. Okay, our next performer is from the Palatka area. He plays the auto harp and sings beautifully, and he also has a couple friends joining him today. Let's welcome Dave Fullerton from Palatka.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I come before you to plead the life of Leon Macduff. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm asking you to be the judge when enough is enough. Now Leon Macduff, he worked on his daddy's farm every day since the day that he was born. Hoeing in the fields and plowing in the garden, helping pick the cotton and the corn. Then came the time of the Mississippi flood and all his dreams, his hopes are washed away. The land was parched by the sun, it was blown by the wind, and finally washed away by the rain. So he went to his friends to get some help from them, but their crops, their money were all gone. So he went to the bank to mortgage his home, but they would not give Leon a loan. He could not decide how his family would survive without no crops, no money to buy food. And as he struggled with his hands to rebuild the land, a notice came his land taxes were due. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I come before you to plead the life of Leon Macduff. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm asking you to be the judge when enough is enough. In an air-conditioned office on the other side of town sits a government official with a frown. He'd been trying for so long to find land to build a summer home. Cheap river land could not be found. In the middle of its gloom, well, the boss walked in the room. He said, got some real good news for the house you planned. There's a farmer so poor and his luck has gone so sour, he cannot pay the taxes on his land. You just wait a week or two till that taxes they are due, then you go to the cashier down the hall. With this deed in your hand, pay the taxes on the land and have the sheriff give Leon a call. Have him tell Leon to move for the last day of July, because taxes on his land are overdue. Tell him to move away, cause his taxes they weren't paid, and now his river land belongs to you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I come before you to plead the life of Leon Macduff. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm asking you to be the judge when enough is enough.
that air-conditioned office. In about a week or two came the sheriff saying, I've got some bad news. Well, that Leon McDuff, he's had him some bad luck, and he'll try to get the money, but he ain't gonna move. That official, he jumped up, he grabbed the sheriff by the arm, he said, we're going down to take my land today. So he and the sheriff, they rode down to Leon's farm to tell the McDuffs to move away. And there stood Leon on the land with a shotgun in his hand, his eyes narrow neath the rim of his hat. He said, I've worked hard on this land as a boy, as a man, and I ain't gonna lose no goddamn bureaucrat. Not official, he got mad, he grabbed the gun in Leon's hand, and him struggle and explosion cracked the air. When the ringing left their ears and the smoke and dust had cleared, the sheriff lay a-dying on the land. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I come before you to plead the life of Leon McDuff. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm asking you to be the judge when enough is enough. On this table I will lay this gun exhibit A with two sets of fingerprints you clearly see. Other hands were here unperceived by our ear that helped set off this awful tragedy. And to me it's still unclear just exactly what the problem's here. Much too much we must decide, for we know enough. Where all the guilt should lay, but it shouldn't lay on Leon McDuff. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I come before you to plead the life of Leon McDuff.
Thank you. This is an old Carter Family tune. I like Carter Family music. We'll do a couple of their songs.
When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming home to you. When the band is playing music grand to the sweetest girl I ever knew, got a letter from the sunny south, from my gal in Tennessee. She said she loved me like she used to do. She was waiting there for me. I answered back her letter, though I'm far away. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming home to you. When the band is playing music grand to the sweetest girl I ever knew, I'm saving up my money to buy a little cabin home for two. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming. Take it, Bill. honey, wait for me. I'm gonna make a lot of money up north, and it's me for old Tennessee. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming home to you. When the band is playing music grand to the sweetest girl I ever knew, I'm saving up my money to buy a little cabin home for two. When the roses bloom in Dixieland, I am coming home to you.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce my impromptu band, Dale Weber on banjo, Rob Blunt on bass, Donnie Blunt on guitar. Slow down the pace here a little bit, just a little bit. Do another Carter Family tune for you. This is one of my favorites, and every time I come to White Springs, someone says play this, so I'm going to play it now. It was on a day when soldiers wrote a line to those they love, mothers, wives, and sweethearts far away. When a fair-haired boy sat dreaming of a far-off southern town, dark-eyed... Wait a minute, guys. I blew it. Let's move that to A. I apologize. It was going to keep getting higher, guys, and I just I can't do it.
Your
blue
jeans aren't tight enough today,
yeah.
Dave.
Okay. Well, that took care of wasting 2 minutes, so you could. Okay, this is the way it's supposed to sound. It was on a day when soldiers rode a line with those they love, mothers, wives, and sweethearts far away. When a fair-haired boy sat dreaming of a far-off southern town, dark-eyed maid who's waiting day by day. While the band is playing Dixie, I'm humming home, sweet home. Takes me back to Georgia, though I'm far across the phone. Once again beside the river with my merry dear I'll roam. While the band is playing Dixie, I'm humming home, sweet home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. That night when all were sleeping came the bugle's call to arms. Flashing eyes, they jumped into the fray. And among the first to give his life up for the flag he loved was a boy who dreamed of Dixie far away. While the band is playing Dixie, I'm humming home, sweet home. Takes me back to Georgia, though I'm far across the foam. Once again beside the river with my merry dear I'll roam. While the band is playing Dixie, I'm humming home, sweet home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Well, they found it in his pocket, a blood-stained little note. Bullet hole that pierced it through and through. It began with, darling Mary, if I don't come back again, remember that my last thoughts were few. While the band is playing Dixie, I'm humming home, sweet home.
takes me back to Georgia, though I'm far across the foam. Once again beside the river with my Mary dear I'll roam. While the band is playing Dixie, I'm humming home sweet home. Be it ever so humble, no place like home. So humble, no place like home.
Okay, one more. This is a real interesting song. I was in a record store in St. Augustine, and I heard this playing over the house stereo, and I said, I just have to have that. And the title is a little gruesome. And these guys, as soon as I said, I got this great song for you, they said, what's the name of it? It's a dying mother's parting words to her daughter. But it's not as bad as it sounds. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. I don't mind dying, I'm a child of God. A mother called her daughter to her dying bed. She held her hands upon the young girl's head. She held her tightly in her arms. She said, I'm not gonna be with you for very long. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, gonna see the king. Don't mind dying, I'm a child of God. Daughter, oh God, is soon gonna carry me home. But you must remember when I'm dead and gone, I'm gonna leave you in this old world all alone. But God will soon guide you safely home. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. Don't mind dying, I'm a child of God. You might do things that you don't consider no harm. God in heaven, he knows when you've done wrong. So stop your dancing, card parties, you better leave them all go by, so that you might be able to make your home on high. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. Don't mind dying, I'm a child of God. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. By and by, I'm gonna see the king. Don't mind dying, I'm a child of God. Bye-bye.
You know, it's really wonderful to sit up here and look out and see people spread out as far as you can see. The only problem is you don't really know if you should be wearing a sunbonnet or plastic bags, which we usually have to do in the event of rain. And we're not going to have any rain, so we don't have to worry about that. But don't let yourself get too much sun. If you need to, just spread out and sit under the shade and move your chair about as you need to. We'd like to thank the Department of Natural Resources, Florida Park Service, for their wonderful cooperation in co-sponsoring the Florida Folk Festival. The Stephen Foster Center is a state park, and the park manager, who is Darrell Krause, and his staff, they're doing a super job maintaining and hosting this event. We really would like to thank them and commend them for the super job that they are doing. Also, I think those of you who have just arrived at the festival, we're just about halfway through. And if you haven't had a chance to get a program, please do so. Go right over there and get yourself a program. Because if you don't have a program and map in your hand, there's really no way that you can know about all of these wonderful things that are taking place. The different stages, there's the Azalea Garden where there are workshops going on all afternoon. The Marble Stage, our Folk Life area, which is this year hosting maritime people from Jacksonville to Key West. Not to mention all of the crafts over there, which are for group. They call themselves the Newfangled Band, and they're from the Gainesville area. Let's welcome them. Is that right?
Yeah, Newfangled String Bands. Thank you very much. Our show tonight goes out to Mary and P.C. Risley. We'd like to start off with a tune about Florida. It's called Great Big Taters in Sandyland. Ready? Here we go, Fanglers. Mostly old-time music and a few of our own tunes. And we'd like to do a couple modern tunes. This is one of those. It's called It's All Over Now. Is our love really over now, forever? Or, darling, can I say I still love you? My tears keep falling down like the rain outside my door, and every time I think of you, my heart breaks even more. Falling down like the rain outside my door. And every time I think of you, my heart breaks even more. It's all over now, but I'm still hurting. As you walked out the door, I cried for you. Is our love really over now, forever? Oh, darling, can I say still love you? 'Cause, darling, all I really want is you.
Thank you very much. Our next tune was written by Carly Simon. It's called It Was So Easy Then.
Y'all ready, Buckfanglers?
All right.
Our skin instead of clothes. When we felt hungry, we would eat. When we felt glad, we'd dance. And whenever we felt drowsy, we would doze. It was so easy then, never making any plans. It was so easy. I remember a time when our fears could be named, when courage meant not refusing dares. I remember when we took such cares to step never on the cracks, no, only on the squares, or else we'd be abducted by the bears. It was so easy then, never making any plans. It was so easy.